Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome back, my friend, to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan, and I am really keen to open the debate up today because this is a hot topic that comes up a lot inside of my program amongst photographers. And it's something that I think you definitely need to consider when you're either starting out in your business or if you're transitioning into the personal branding model from a different model. It's definitely something that I think that you need to weigh up in your mind. And that is whether you should pre-edit your photographs before your clients see them, so do the full Photoshop workup on them, or should you wait until after you get the sale to do those extra Photoshop edits? So for the sake of the discussion today, I'm actually going to be talking from my point of view, which is a lifestyle personal branding genre, okay? Because for me, I find that there is generally a lot less editing than, say, other sorts of personal branding that you might have seen out there, that more portrait style. For me, I'm only finding that about 10% of the images that I capture are actually tight portrait style images. The rest of them are out, you know, cropped out quite wide, and they don't require a lot of skin work. I don't require a lot of changing of body shapes and things like that. Don't really need to deal with a huge amount of flyaway hairs. Different to portraits, we're not doing a lot of like that really ingrained sort of skin work. What I find most of the time is if there's like rubbish on the road, or if there's cords left in the corner, or if sort of, you know, shot off the edge of a building and I want to kind of extend the backdrop a little tiny touch, there tend to be more the type of edits that I'm doing in my work rather than needing to have like that really intensive glamour style kind of portrait work. You could consider lifestyle branding somewhere between studio portraits and weddings. I find for weddings, you don't really need to do a huge amount of high intensive editing, generally speaking, unless that's your style. And portraits, you probably are doing quite a lot of heavy editing. So lifestyle branding sort of sits somewhere in between those. And so what I wanted to do today was I'm going to break down my pros and cons and my personal belief around this topic. So this is a really personal opinion. It's coming from my own perspective, but it is coming from 23 years of experience from doing weddings, from doing portraits, and now shifting into this model. And I'm taking all of that into account in the way that I'm operating my business right now. Let me say this from the get-go. There is no right or wrong answer here. And I do also want to put the caveat in that I'm going to assume that when you are showing images to clients that aren't fully edited, they are somewhat edited. So a quick Lightroom, a quick zip through Lightroom, fix up, delete any images that they don't need to see, quick fix up of colors and that kind of stuff. So that's where I'm taking this opinion from. So please don't think I'm talking about like showing raw images to your clients. I don't think many people are actually doing that unless you're working in a studio where you're tethering to a computer screen and people are seeing the images straight away. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm really talking about lifestyle personal branding out and about on location, where you do need to run the images probably through a Lightroom before you let your clients view them. So let's get started. I'm going to start with the editing afterwards. So showing the images to your clients first and then editing them after they've purchased the images or made their selections. For me, the biggest con in this one is that you don't let your clients have the experience of that first impression of seeing themselves in that beautifully, fully edited fashion. Now, I know that there's lots of discussions around this, but for me, I don't think can erase a woman seeing herself for the first time unedited, okay? I know that this might be, it's going to push a few buttons out there and it could be a bit controversial, depending on how much editing you do and that kind of thing. For us in our studio, we do a tiny little bit of skin work. a lot of the clients probably wouldn't even think that it's happened. They would want to look at their photos and believe that it hasn't happened. And if I was to show them the images where we haven't sort of done that little level of softening of the skin and kind of removed a few of, or like lightened a few of the bigger creases, I worry that, you know, they would sort of maybe have a negative view of themselves when they look at the photographs. Now, again, this is not a blanket rule, and this is definitely only my opinion based on my experiences with my own clients. But I really do feel, for me, that I couldn't undo that first impression. And as a result, I think that it would maybe deter or negatively impact slightly my overall sales averages as a result. Now, again, this is not a definite, and I haven't done any research on this. It's just my own opinion of it. And that's my own belief system. So that's a con for me. It might not necessarily be a con for you, but it is a con for me. So I do believe that there is a chance that it will affect my overall sales afterwards. And that's why I've chosen not to, to do this method. Another one of the cons that I have is that you actually have to go back in and open the job again to do the edits. The whole process of having to go through and select the images that they've chosen and put them into a different file. I know that this sounds really silly and petty, but that process for me, it's just, you know, once I've sort of gone through a job, I just kind of want it to be done with and easily dealt with. And I don't want to have to go back in and sort of double handle it, I guess. It's the double handling, I guess, that I'm talking about here. So it's a minor thing, I know, but for me, that's probably a little bit of a frustration that I would have about this process. Another con I have about allowing clients to see unedited images is that I think that they could get a little bit picky in the editing process and want to kind of get involved in the process and start dictating to you exactly what they want. And I found in the past when I've allowed clients to kind of enter that discussion that it can lead to like over editing of photographs and, you know, needing to revisit edits and do revisions a few times. Whereas I found when I do it the opposite way, that once the images are done, we get very minimal, very, very minimal requests for extra edits. So I fear that this could be something that could be opening yourself up for by doing this method. Now, let's move on to the pros that I have for using this method. Obviously, there is the big one is that you do not need to spend a lot of extra time editing images that might end up on the cutting room floor. So there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, you've had a beautiful photo shoot with a client, you've taken 50 amazing photographs, you spent hours and hours editing them, only for them to buy three images. Okay, this can be very frustrating. I get it. So definitely only editing the images that your clients have selected is definitely going to be a massive time saver if you are editing them yourselves. Now, I do want to caveat this by saying that if you're currently selling more than 75% of your images and you're not pre-editing, why not? It's just, if you're up around that 75 plus percent of sales when you're showcasing your images on average, then you can definitely just switch this over. You're not going to be wasting any time because you're only going to be maybe leaving 20% of the images that you edit on the floor. And it's definitely going to be much more efficient for you to do it the opposite way. Shouldn't put that into my pros list for a post editing, but I did. I squeezed it in there because you can tell I'm a big proponent of it. I'm very biased. Now, another pro I have about this process where you shoot, you do minor edits, and then you reveal the photographs unphotoshopped edited, not edited through Photoshop, then you obviously have a much quicker turnaround. You can do things like same day reveals, which I find really exciting, particularly if you're working in something like a headshot style market. I think that that works really well for you. I find for myself personally, being able to do same day reveals wouldn't work for me on the kind of shoots that I do because I am going out onto location. And by the end of the day, everybody's just tired. And so it's probably not a great option for me to be able to offer same day reveals. But I do get excited for the photographers that are really doing well in this model because I think that it can work really well if you can figure out the system to be able to offer that to your clients. Now, another pro of doing the editing afterwards means that if you are doing something like same day reveals or early reveals in the process, it probably means a quicker turnaround for your client, which is a win for them. And it might mean that your clients can actually move through your systems quicker than, say, if you're doing it afterwards. For us personally, doing the editing before the clients see the images, it does take us between 2 to 3 weeks to showcase the images. And so that does mean that it probably takes a little bit longer for us to have a client in our system, maybe only by an extra week or so, or maybe a matter of days. But it does mean a difference to the mechanics of how your studio works if you do have clients lagging in your system longer than, you know, perhaps they need to. So basically, my kind of summary of this is I do think that if you were going to offer a post-editing service, I do think that obviously there are factors like you saving time and you obviously being able to offer a quicker service to your clients if necessary. That's probably the major pros that I can see overall with this process, and obviously saving the time and the money, unless you know that you're going to definitely have a guaranteed sale at the end of it. So let's shift over to the way that I work, which is in that pre-editing model. So I do want to let you know what we do in order to be able to educate you properly. So we run our photos through Lightroom in order to be able to get the color corrections, the cropping and that kind of thing done. And then we do move into Photoshop to take care of the more heavy-handed editing. Every single image does need to be opened by my retoucher and it does need to be examined. And then she'll take care of whatever she knows that I have identified that I want her to take care of in the collection of photographs. So this is an intensive process. And on a, say, like a half day shoot that we shoot, it can take her approximately about a day to do the edits on that full job when we're producing probably anywhere between 100 to about 150 images that the client's going to view. So that's just to give you an overall before I actually deep dive into my pros and cons on why we choose to do the pre-editing in my studio. So first up, the cons. Well, for me, obviously, a con is that it takes longer to deliver to the clients. So if we do have clients who are looking for a fast turnaround time, sometimes it can impact us actually nailing the job because I can't offer a next day service or a within 2 business days service for most of my clients. It just does not work with the way that our business works. Now, another major con that I know is a reality for a lot of people is the financial aspect if you're outsourcing your editing to somebody else. It is a risk and a gamble that you take if you're doing particularly an a la carte menu. For me, I don't find this a huge financial risk because I do already have this factored into the pricing of my packages. So I'm quite confident when I go and send my job to my retoucher that I've already charged for this. And so I feel very happy about it. So it is a con, I know, for a lot of people. If you're outsourcing your editing and you are not charging for it within the packages, the way that you've structured them. But for me, it's not a con personally, because as I said, I've already factored this in. Now let's have a look at the pros of pre-editing the images before your clients see them. So the first one that I know to be true is it actually builds excitement and anticipation. Now we live in a society where everybody's used to getting everything like yesterday, and we're used to being able to like binge TV shows, and we're not used to having to wait and be patient. But with my clients, they have to wait. Most of the time they're waiting up to 3 weeks, depending on the shoot style, and it gets them excited. It allows me to build anticipation in my emails and in communication that I send them in between the photo shoot and them receiving the photos. It allows them to get excited. Let me tell you a quick story here, because this year I did something a little bit different that I don't normally do. Normally every year, I actually don't put the Christmas presents underneath the tree because my daughter's snoopy and I don't want her finding things and I don't want her snooping around. And I didn't really want to destroy the excitement of her Christmas morning because she didn't know how many presents to anticipate. But this year I decided to put the presents underneath the tree. And a funny thing happened is that it almost increased her excitement and anticipation around receiving and opening the presents, because she had a sense of what might be in there because she could visually see it, but she didn't actually know, and it just killed her. It was amazing. And it was so much fun to watch her open the presents on Christmas Day, way more than what I'd thought. I thought that I might have like spoiled the anticipation and the excitement, but it actually increased it. And I think by making your clients wait for their photographs, it does do that same sort of process. It helps to heighten the level of excitement that they're going to have when they either walk into your studio or they come to see the photographs, you open up a Zoom IPS, or else you're showing them a gallery online. Whichever way you're delivering the photos, I truly believe that making them wait is really going to help them to get more excited. And it's probably going to help to increase the enthusiasm of how they purchase when they see those photographs as well. Now, my second pro when it comes to pre-editing the photographs is when the clients get to see the photos, there is an absolute wow factor because they are seeing them as you intended them to be presented. There's nothing for me that can take away from that initial first impression of a photograph. And I think when it's delivered exactly how you intend to print it, for them to show it, for them to display it, I think that there's nothing that can take away that wow factor. It's just that firecracker of excitement when they see it and that beautiful way they relate and engage with the version of themselves that they see on that photograph. That to me is not transferable. You can't change that moment. So I want it to be super impactful and I want them to see their photographs exactly how I intend them to see them. Now, another major pro for me is that there's no fiddling with the job afterwards. You just simply need to deliver the product. Now, obviously, you know, if you're working in a portrait business or if you're building wedding albums and stuff, this doesn't apply to you. There is still things that need to be done afterwards. But with branding, with headshots, with this sort of business model where you're mostly delivering digital files, it's very easy to just deliver the job straight away. We do it with online galleries where the people can literally place their order and download the photographs straight away. No need for intervention for us. This means that the delivery can be done on the spot. If you're choosing to do USBs and send the images that way, you can easily just send a link to your clients with the Dropbox link. Or in the case of us, the system, the gallery system that we use to deliver the photos does it all for us. So it's really minimal input from me and my team after the purchase has been made. And that, my friend, is why I love to do the pre-editing. Now, one of the biggest pros that I do have about pre-editing the photographs is that I do believe that it increases my average sales. Now, I don't have any metrics to test this with, but I know that throughout my career as a portrait photographer and now as a personal brand photographer, that 75% of our clients are taking the lot. They're taking all of their photographs. And those are metrics that I can't mess with. Compared to a lot of the photographers that I'm working with and mentoring, I don't see a lot of other people that are playing in the same space as I am with these sorts of consistently high average upgrade sales. So I do believe that that has definitely got to do in part to the fact that we are pre-editing our photographs. Now, I think that it's no secret which method that I am a big fan of. I have been doing pre-editing in my photo shoots since the early days of the portrait studio that I started back in like 2012. So it's been 10 years of solidly and consistently doing this pre-editing process on my photographs. But I do believe like 100% that it is the reason why I have such a good reputation because people see top quality service and work from me. I do believe as well that it is the reason why I have consistently high averages and average upsells on all of my work. And I do believe that it is an integral part of making the system, that way that we operate within our business, work really efficiently and really smoothly. But I also do know that this method is not for everyone. So you need to do a little bit of research for yourself, maybe do a little bit of testing and see if you can. Maybe do a couple of shoots, a handful of shoots one way and a handful of shoots the other, and then compare your own results so that you can make a decision based on your own experience and use your own intuition. I want you to choose the path that's going to be the best service to you and your life, to the best service to your clients as well. But also, I don't want to see you losing time editing photographs that aren't going to get sold or wasting money doing pre-edits if your average sales are not really consistently high just yet. So hopefully this might help you to have a little bit of clarity. Maybe you're already doing the pre-editing model and this might just secure your decision that you've made the right decision. Maybe you've listened to everything that I've discussed here and gone, hell no, Paula, I definitely don't want to be doing pre-editing. I want to stick to the way that I'm running my business. Or maybe you want to do a little bit of testing in your business model right now and see which is the right fit for you. Either way, I hope this episode has been helpful to you. And if you're enjoying what you're listening to and you haven't yet, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to it. And if you are really enjoying what you're listening to, please take the time to rate and review because that really does help other photographers out there to start to learn a little bit more from someone who's been there before. We all know what it's like to be stuck in the trenches. And so my hope is that I can touch and reach many photographers and help them to avoid many of the pitfalls that I have done and made mistakes in my career so that I can help you to have a much more successful, profitable, and easy business that gives you the life that you are after. All right, my friends, thanks for listening, and I will see you next week. I'll still think goodbye.